So let's just set the stage here. Obviously, we are talking about arbitration in bankruptcy. And you'll see that I have lots of, we have a lot of cartoons and visuals in here because I find that makes it easier for people to pay attention. But that's the context, is arbitration in bankruptcy. So that leads to the logical question for people who maybe haven't had to deal with arbitration in the past: what is arbitration? Well, in a nutshell, arbitration is a private process where one or more arbitrators hears the evidence and the arguments of the parties and renders an award. Sounds kind of like a trial, and it looks somewhat like a trial, and we'll talk about some of the things that are the same and different as we go forward. One of the important things to be aware of is that arbitration can be or is governed by statute, and it can be governed by different statutes. So you'll hear a lot of talk about the FAA, which refers to the Federal Arbitration Act. That's found in Title IX of the U.S. Code. But sometimes here in Texas, you'll hear people talk about the TAA, which is the Texas Arbitration Act. And that is found in the Texas Civil Practices and Remedies Code, or TCPRC. Either one is a tongue twister. In Title VII, Chapter 171. In Texas, we also have another provision that governs the use of ADR, and ADR stands for Alternative Dispute Resolution. So in TCPRC, Title VII, Chapter 154, there are provisions that talk about mediation and arbitration and summary jury trials and a variety of other types of ADR. And whichever statute it is governing the validity and enforceability of arbitration agreements, as well as both statutes have provision regarding vacature of an arbitration award, meaning having one vacated. One thing that is really important and will run through any discussion about arbitration is that the Supreme Court has been crystal clear that there is a national policy favoring arbitration. We thought it might be helpful to make a little chart that compares and contrasts the differences between litigating something in a courtroom, mediating something, and arbitrating something. We could literally spend an hour on this one slide, so we're going to try to go quickly. First, we're going to start by talking about one of the substantive differences that gets litigated frequently, which are the issues of res judicata and collateral estoppel.
All right. One important thing to point out here is that we have case law that tells us that a final arbitration award, just like a final award from a court of law, has res judicata effect. Obviously, mediation will be an area where there will not be any res judicata effect. But courts have actually said it's kind of complicated on the related topic of collateral estoppel, giving collateral estoppel effect to findings made by an arbitration panel. And what this boils down to is the record, or lack thereof. My experience has been, and Sylvia will tell me if hers is different, people usually do not have arbitration proceedings transcribed. And also, maybe the arbitration award itself is not crystal clear as to what the arbitrators actually reviewed as evidence and precisely what they found as a fact. So here's a real-life scenario I've had a few times in my court. Someone, let's say, has a $1 million pre-petition arbitration award against, let's say, an individual debtor. So while I have to give res judicata effect to say, yes, creditor, you have a $1 million claim in the case, if the creditor wants the court to determine it's non-dischargeable against the debtor, say, pursuant to 523 A2, A4, A6, I might not have precise enough findings to declare the debt non-dischargeable based on the award. So there might need to be duplicative litigation in the bankruptcy court, not to retry the claim, but to try how much of it is possibly non-dischargeable. Sometimes, to be clear, it's not so clear that the so-called fraud finding of an arbitration panel meets the same standards of proof that Section 523 requires. So just like litigators should try a state court case with an eye towards what if this goes into bankruptcy and hopefully getting the findings the creditor wants to support a non-dischargeable judgment claim, you should have these same considerations in mind during an arbitration. If the bankruptcy judge cannot tell for sure because of lack of a record, lack of a transcript, lack of clear findings in an arbitration award, can't tell if the arbitrator found the type of fraud 523 contemplates, then you're going to have to redo it. Any additional thoughts on that?
Sure. Let me follow up on two things that you touched on, Judge. One is transcripts. So I can tell you from the perspective of someone who serves as an arbitrator that it is up to the parties whether or not they want to have the arbitration transcribed. It is not required in an arbitration. I serve on the AAA, the American Arbitration Association's commercial panel, and also their consumer panel.